Wendy Quayle back with us from Habitat, and I guess Wendy, the big news there, the ReStar set to reopen.
Yeah, we're reopening tomorrow for curbside pickup type of orders. We're not going to be allowing any of the customers to come inside. That's just because of the order that's still out there. But Governor Whitmer did say in her last executive order that retail outlets could begin to operate on a curbside pickup type of basis. So that's what we're doing starting this week.
So how are people going to know what's inside the ReStar?
We've been working really hard to get a new website up. All week last week we've been working on it, and it's an e-commerce website, and we're working every day to get as many items as possible on that website. And you can get to the website just by going to our website. It's jacksonhabitat.org, and clicking on ReStar, and then it's right there. There's a button that says Shop Online. And you can find it there, and it's also on our Facebook page. And so, of course, it's going to be really hard to get every single item that we have in there on that page, but we have been adding a lot on there, and we've got all our paint on there. We're getting our rugs put up on there. A lot of our flooring is on there, and quite a few of our tools and some paint supplies like paint brushes and different things like that, and then a wide variety of used products that have been donated to us, like furniture and lighting and different things like that.
Fair to say the ReStar has become a kind of a critical part of Habitat?
Yeah, the ReStar is a huge revenue generator for us. It's how we keep our doors open. It's how we operate with everything else that we do. It helps us do our mission. And having to have that shut for the last 6 weeks or so has been hard. And it's been something that we've had to kind of figure out how to get through. Just like any other retailer, we've had to weather that storm. But so we're really super excited to be able to open it back up again. And we've had a lot of people that are asking us on Facebook and messaging us and calling us and really excited about having the store open again, because this is the time of year when everybody's doing their home projects. And then, you know, with people still staying home, people have been really itching to get out there and start getting things to do those projects at home.
So good deals, Wendy?
Oh my gosh, really good deals. I'm the one that's been putting a lot of the things up on the website, and I was going through our store and looking at the prices, and we had a lot of the things that are on our store have been there for a long time, you know, because we've been closed for so long, and so we marked many of those items. Most of that stuff is marked down about half price right now.
So what hours are you going to work under?
Oh, great question. I'm glad you asked that. That's what we're doing is the staff is going to be there from 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday, which is our normal regular business hours for shopping. So they'll be there to take phone calls. A lot of people might call to have questions about something that they're seeing online, and then they can also take your purchases online or through the phone as well. So you can call them Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, but the pickup hours to pick up your merchandise are going to be Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 4. So we've condensed the time that we want people to come in from just those 4 hours on Tuesday through Saturday. And we're also taking donations during those times as well. We're not doing our pickups. We're not able to go out to houses to pick up the donations, but we are accepting the drop-offs of donations, and we're accepting those during those hours as well, Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 4.
Yeah, if somebody hasn't been over there, fair to say that you've got just about everything.
Yeah, we've got furniture, we've got lighting, we've got a lot of home goods like knick-knack stuff and dishes and things like that. But then we've also got hardware, we've got flooring, paint supplies, we've got kitchen cabinets, we've got bathroom cabinets, sinks, building supplies, pretty much everything that you could use for any of your home projects that you're doing.
Okay, the Restore. What's the phone number there?
The phone number is 784-7640. 784-7640.
So any other projects going on here the last 6 weeks?
Well, we've not been able to do construction, obviously, and we're really happy to hear that residential construction can begin to start back up again on the 7th. So mm-hmm. We're getting ready for that. But what we have been able to do, and this is pretty exciting, we do have our repair program, and we had to put that on hold as well for the most part. But we have been able to help some people that have called in with emergency situations, and that's been really good. So we've had about a half a dozen people that have called in because their furnace has gone out. And it's even though the weather's getting warmer, for the past month, for the month of April, we did have a lot of cold days and cold nights. And we had six families that called in because their furnace was out, and that is something that we normally would help with. And while we weren't able to get anyone over there from our staff to go take a look at it, what we were able to do is connect them with someone from Consumers Energy. And if you qualify income-wise, and then there's a certain program that they have where they will replace a furnace for families of low income under certain situations. And so we were able to connect those families with Consumers Energy. Consumers went out and replaced those furnaces. And this was something that those families had no idea was even available to them. I don't think a lot of people do know. And so that was really, really cool that we were still able to help make that connection.
Hey, did you hear the forecast for Friday?
I don't even want to know. I saw a little snowflake in there when I was looking at it.
Rain and snow. So we're not out of the woods yet, I guess.
No, not at all. I know.
So the Restore opened Tuesday through Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock.
Absolutely. We're excited to see everybody.
Hey, thanks, Wendy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. Bye-bye.
Good luck with that. Let's call it a reopening of the Restore over on Prospect.